You know how I know it's going to be a good day? Because Nick Beery is here this morning, and he always brings good news with him and all kinds of fun topics. How you doing this morning, Nick?
I'm good, Ron. How are you?
Yeah, all right, man. We are in the beginning points of our weekly conversation. This is tourism.
Yay.
And I know Nick is responsible for bringing a lot of tourism dollars to our community. This feature, by the way, produced in partnership with the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau. This morning, I'm joined by Nick Beery with Beery Media and lead organizer for the Carrboro Film Festival that starts November 17th. Now celebrating its 13th year, the festival has grown to become the premier festival in the Piedmont region of North Carolina. Featuring world-class films of every length and genre, the Carrboro Film Festival is known for packed houses and standing ovations. Let me give Nick a standing ovation right now.
Thank you, Ron. I'll give you one, too.
Welcome to the show, and nice mask you're wearing this morning.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, how was Halloween for you?
Halloween's over. It was pretty peaceful at my house.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Sometimes that's a good thing to do.
Yeah, we got a lot of trick-or-treaters last night.
Oh, nice.
Really
nice.
Cool.
It's always fun.
They kept knocking on my door until... We got a knock on the door at 10:18.
Oh, my goodness. That's a little late. At a certain point, you need to turn off the porch light.
I forgot to do that.
Oh, there you go.
There were a couple of teenagers out there. So
okay.
They were harmless, though. Listen, the Carrboro Film Festival is really something. How long have you been producing this film festival?
Well, it's a little convoluted, but basically this is the 13th year of the film festival. Jackie Helvey and I co-founded it back in 2006. Mm-hmm. I took 2 years off to start another festival, but so the answer is 11 years. This is my 11th year producing the Carrboro Film Festival.
You said you started it with Jackie Helvey.
Yes.
How did it begin? What was the genesis of this whole thing?
Well, Jackie is part of the music festival in Carrboro, mm-hmm. and she and I met and we became friends, and she saw that I was doing films and things like that, and she said, well, maybe Carrboro should have a film festival. And I said, that would be awesome. And she looked at me and says, yeah, but I want you to run it.
That turned out to be a pretty good idea.
Well, it's a great idea. It's now grown to be 2 days. We're going to have over 85 films shown at the Carrboro Film Festival this year. Yeah. It's at the Arts Center, local films, regional films, national films, international films, and even a C-47 47-hour film competition, which just wrapped up last weekend.
Wow. Well, such variety you're talking about. And I know that one of the things that the Carrboro Film Festival does is it helps young filmmakers.
Yes.
How does that happen?
Well, what's really cool is, like I said, we just started a new feature this year, which is called the C-47 Filmmaking Frenzy, which teams get together and they make a film in 47 hours.
Wow.
And they don't know the topic. They don't know the genre. They get a prop, they get a line of dialogue, they get a Carrboro location they have to show, mm-hmm. and they go out and write a script, shoot the film, edit the film, and deliver it 47 hours later. And young aspiring filmmakers just love this concept of, I'm going to set aside a weekend, mm-hmm. I'm going to do it, I don't know what the heck I'm doing, but I'm going to do it, and it's a thrill. And the films are terrific. All 9 teams came through, and these films are awesome. That's how we help give an opportunity to young filmmakers that want to start doing something. And anybody can do it, and it was really cool to see it happen.
Yeah, really. You're really proud of that, I can tell.
I am.
What else are you proud of when it comes to looking back over the history of the Carrboro Film Festival?
Well, I'm really proud of the fact that we started a film festival back when people were submitting their films on VHS. before the internet and YouTube, and people had bandwidth, and I don't mean before YouTube, but I mean before people had bandwidth and were watching videos online as frequently and as ubiquitous as it is now. So we were the place for people to come and see their neighbors, and friends' films.
VHS.
Remember VHS?
Well, that brings back a lot of memories.
Let's pop one in and watch some baby videos.
With that great big contraption there.
Yes.
Carrboro and Chapel Hill talk a lot about new performance space.
Yeah.
What kind of space would be ideal for a film festival like this?
Well, you know, I love the idea and the concept that's coming for Carrboro, mm-hmm. which is the new library, which is also going to be the space, I believe, for the Arts Center, which is going to have a beautiful theater, mm-hmm. you know, a darkened theater, great theater seats, beautiful screen and sound system, and a place where people can really appreciate and enjoy films in an environment that's conducive to that. That's my fingers are crossed that that's going to happen sooner rather than later. I know things sometimes take a long time to get built.
Sure.
But whenever it gets done, I know it's going to be fabulous. And I look forward to, since this is my last year.
Yeah, I want to ask you about
that. Yeah, we can talk about that. My last year as the director, I look forward to coming to Carrboro to see films at the film festival in that space next to the Open Eye.
I want to get to that swan song and thing
in just
a moment
here.
But what is different about this year's festival than different from previous years? And what can folks expect when they go?
Okay, well, what's different is, of course, every year the films are different.
Mm-hmm.
And every year we have different topics that kind of rise to the top. One thing that's happening this year is there's more protest films. People are resisting. People want to have their voices heard, and we want to provide that avenue for them to have their voices heard. So to that end, we're going to have films about Silent Sam. We're going to have films about all kinds of protests. But we're also going to have those comedies and those animations, mm-hmm. and they're all original and new. We're also having that brand new C-47 filmmaking competition where all nine of those 7-minute or less films are going to be shown. One other thing we're going to do is we're showing a Buster Keaton film.
Yeah.
And we're going to have Eric Leith on the piano improvising an original score. And if you've never seen a silent film with a live piano accompaniment, it is mesmerizing. It's beautiful. It's hilarious. It's wonderful. Buster Keaton comes to life, and Eric, with his music, helps that to happen, and that's happening at our festival this year.
Eric Leith is a really good guy, too.
He's wonderful,
He's involved in that. Let me ask you now, 13-year history of the Carrboro Film Festival, and you said you've directed 11 of them.
Yeah.
Why is this your last year?
Well, there's a couple of reasons. One of them is 11 years is a long time, and a lot of things have changed. I think I've taken the festival and the committee. Obviously, it's not just me. I've got a great team behind me, and the town of Carrboro, Tourism Authority, have taken the festival to where I can take it, as far as I can take it. And I know there are other wonderful places it can go. And so we're going to hand over the reins to Bradley Bethel next year, who's also a filmmaker producer.
Okay.
And he has some great concepts and ideas. And so it's time to have him take the reins and see what happens. Mm-hmm. For me personally, I moved out of Carrboro in January. I'm now up in Hillsboro, loving it up there, loved it in Carrboro. So I kind of just felt the time was right for me and my business to continue the production and leave the filmmaking, the festival, to someone else.
Well, thank you for all that you've done over the years.
Thanks. I appreciate it. It's been wonderful. I've enjoyed every minute.
Congratulations on getting it where it is now. And I just want to ask you one question. You talked about moving to Hillsborough. Of course, you'll still be living in Orange County.
Yeah.
And at the top of this interview, we talked about how you have brought in so many tourism dollars to Orange County. There are literally people who come here from all over the world, right?
Yes, that's true. We actually have people, filmmakers are coming, people that have their films in our festival that are coming to town. I get emails every day saying, you know, where can I stay? What is there to do? Are there any good restaurants? And I'm like, yes, absolutely. I mean, Orange County is wonderful. I'll never leave Orange County. This is where, you know, I've been for 13 years. I'm going to be for the rest of my wife's and my life. I mean, if I were to say anything about tourism in Orange County is we could have probably 1,000 more hotel rooms.
Yeah.
And they would fill up.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's true. So much to do here.
Yes.
And obviously all those people coming here spend money, and that really helps our local economy.
Yeah, and we've gotten the community merchants involved this year big time with the Carrboro Film Festival, and they actually came to us. They're like, we want to help promote this film festival. Mm-hmm. How can we do that? And I'm like, wow, what a great thing to live in an area where the area merchants want to work together to help continue to make Carrboro vibrant and lively.
Okay, one last shot here. All the specifics. Where is it? When is it? And how can people find out more?
Yeah, well, you know, the important thing is you got to get your tickets. So everything that you need to know is at thecarboroughfilmfestival.com. Mm-hmm. Tickets are only $20 for the whole weekend to see all 85 movies.
Wow.
We have several free events like workshops and the Buster Keaton film. And it is Saturday and Sunday, November 17th and 18th at the Carrboro Arts Center.
Okay. And that is thecarboroughfilmfestival.com.
Correct.
All right. Nick Beery, give yourself a big round of applause for
thank you, Ron,
for all the years of excellence.
Yeah, it's been great. And thank you for letting me talk about the film festival, because I think it's awesome.
Oh, absolutely. I'll talk to you anytime. Thank you for joining us on This is Tourism and my conversation with Nick Beery, talking about the November 17th and 18th Carrboro Film Festival. Go to thecarborofilmfestival.com for details and to buy your tickets. Catch you next Thursday morning for This is Tourism, presented by the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau. See what's happening in our beautiful Orange County on the Visitors Bureau calendar. You can visit chapelhill.org if you'd like to find out more. All right, visit chapelhill.org.